Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
And a very good morning to the one and only Bluey Waters. How are you this morning, Bluey?
Very good, thank you, Scotty.
And you're telling me it's a bit dark where you are, is that right?
It is. Oh, a bit of light coming through now. Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's dark out here most of the morning, I tell you.
Okay, fair enough. All righty. What about conditions for the weekend? I was away from Saturday afternoon, but it was a beautiful morning Saturday. And when I got back yesterday afternoon, it just looked like a postcard. Did the fish cooperate?
Yes, we did. We did quite well, actually. The deep sea boys got out, got amongst a few fish. Some nice snap came in, all around about the kilo mark. Some nice pearl perch and kingfish. The rock and beaches didn't do too bad. There was some drummer and grouper on the bite. Also picked up some nice handy tar on the beach and a couple of nice jewfish at night time. And back in the estuary, we had flathead and bream on the bite also. So it was quite a good weekend, actually.
Right.
Light breeze and plenty of sunshine.
Yeah, for sure. Any club news?
Not at this stage. We've got heaps of clubs out, so I'll be interested to see what I get today. Yes.
All righty. What about today? You've got beautiful sunshine again. You've got a dangerous surf warning out, and the wind at your back again, the southwesters, and the top of the tide at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Where do you think we should go?
Yeah, good idea. Opportunity. I think we'll head out to the estuary this morning, as I said, with this dangerous surf conditions. The wind's going to come from the westerly around to the southwest by about 10 o'clock, so we'll have the winds at the back, as you said. I'll just try for a brim on mullet or chicken gut, thank you.
All right. And also, Blue, I had a bloke report a few mangrove jack around.
Oh, right. In the creeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year where they do start lurking around a little bit more, but we do find that because we fish with so much light gear in the estuary, you get a mangrove jack on, you've got no chance of catching them, really. And usually they're gone before you even realise what you have.
That's right, yeah.
That's why we don't get a lot of reports on them.
Yeah, they're never going to win a beauty contest either, will they, the mangrove jack?
No, they won't.
And the footy over the weekend, Bluey, controversy again, but some really great games. And you've got to say, that St George try yesterday, with the kick at the end there, and Mudgee, that'd be one of the best tries of the season.
That's right, yeah, by the fullback. Yeah, very
incredible.
Good one.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. And you can't deny pace in our game, can you?
No. Well, what about, I know we spoke about it on Saturday morning. Do you remember when you started playing footy, like in the under-7s or under-8s, it's the cutest thing around, but there's always one kid, Bluey, who's faster than anybody else. He runs backwards for 20 metres, and everyone says, turn round, go the other way. And he runs right around the whole team and then scores under the post. Do you remember that in the under-7s and under-8s?
Oh, how many times did that happen?
Yeah. Well, that's Roberts for the Broncos against my mob.
Oh, Jimmy the Jet, yeah.
No one could catch him, Bluey.
No.
I know it was, I think Trent Robinson summed it up, the most horrible decision, the one on Napa, but you can't deny the fact that 7 of our blokes missed catching him. They couldn't catch him, Bluey.
No, that's right.
Shocking. Dear. And listen, I think you better, I always say when the day is crook, you know, to go in and call in and see you. I don't like you being lonely. How do you reckon poor old Richard the Barber's feeling at the moment?
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Absolutely got it.
Shocking. Yep. Dear. Because they're so competitive, but they can't just seem to go for the 80, can they?
No, they can't for some reason, and it seems to be in the halves as far as I can see. The halves are not working enough, distributing the ball out quick enough to their backs, and the forwards are going forward, but there seems to be a slow movement to the back line, you know, and they're just not making the breaks they should.
And again, like, you don't want life to be predictable, that's the fun of it, but would you have picked the Eels and the Cowboys to be last and second last respectively, Bluey, at this stage of the season last year?
How many people would have them in the top 8?
Yeah, I know.
Like 90% of the people would have them in the top 8.
I remember.
I know with the Eels, they need a couple of big boppers up front. They're all running the same sort of body shape sort of thing, and you need a couple of big boppers up front sort of thing. So I think that's what they're working on. They're going to sign a couple of players, and that might make a bit of difference for the next year. But they're gone for this year.
That's for sure. The poor supporters, dear, oh dear. And, there you go. And looking at what's happening Friday, Bluey, the Give Me Five for Kids Charity Golf Day is on at the Kew Country Club. It's a footy jumper theme. I know Fathead is on the Gold Coast at the moment at the Blues Festival. Oval up there at Broadbeach, but he's coming back and he'll have the Parramatta jumper on Friday. So Fathead will still be... I bet you gets heckled too. Now, you know, I know you love the odd auction. That's where Bluey used to have a golf bag there in the tackle shop there. And people used to think, oh, Bluey must be a keen golfer. But what did you put in it, Bluey, once you bought it at the auction?
His spin rods.
Your fishing rods. He used to sit in the golf bag.
Fishing rods. There's my 7 foot iron, yep.
Well, anyway.
6 foot spin.
Coming up this Friday, Bluey, I've been in touch with Ray Hadley, and Luke Garrell is a lovely bloke, the pro there. When you play with him, Bluey, you feel totally inadequate. God, he hits the ball. But anyway, he's kindly donated to us a lovely golf hat. Which just isn't a cap. It's a proper, you know, like straw hat. It's a beauty. Autographed by Ray Hadley. And also we've got a Newcastle Knights driver cover, also autographed by Ray. So the great Don Barton will be auctioning those on Friday. And we're going to have a great day on Friday. And get a team together, $30 a player. It includes a drink voucher and the barbecue as well. And we're going to have a lot of fun there. Otto Von Beer Bottle is joining Craig, so two snake pit people, to fleece you of a few dollars on the gambling hole. But hopefully you'll win big there as well on Friday, Bluey. So it's going to be a big day. And what we're going to do is we get a cart for Don when he plays. So Don and I, it's a team of three. Don and I are the Triple M team. We're going to auction ourselves off, Bluey, to come and play to be the third player. So, you know, you get a cart, right? You get to go with the great Don Barton. You get your admission paid, right? So what am I bid? We'll start doing that tomorrow, Bluey, to be the third cog in the wheel.
Well, you know, 3 years to see how much you are really worth, right?
That's right. But, I mean, some people would say you'd pay not to play with us, Bluey. That's unkind, isn't it? I've already had one bloke say that.
Yeah. You might have two auctions.
Oh, goodness me. Now, also, I bumped into a bloke who has been known to pull Soaker's chain, if you know what I mean, and tell him stories and get him going. I haven't seen this bloke for years. We used to have a segment on the show 30 years ago called Wedding Bells on a Saturday morning. Chris Veitch, you know Veitch, don't you?
Who?
Remember Veitch? Yeah. He used to have the menswear shop, and he used to sponsor it. And we used to get in trouble by, we'd do the churches, the weddings we're at, and Donnie would do the kneelers versus the grippers and give a score of 3-2 or whatever. And some people used to get upset about that. I don't think they would now. But anyway, I haven't seen him for ages. So anyway, I know he's been known to tell Soaker a story or two over the years. And I bumped into him the other day and I never stopped laughing for about 20 minutes. Fair dinkum. But anyway, if you would like to make a bid, we'll open the phone lines tomorrow to come and join Donnie and I. Or as Bluey, I think, is laughing about, you might pay not to play with us. But anyway, we'll tackle that tomorrow. Out for a fish today. Where are we going, Bluey?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary, going to try for a brim on mullet or chicken gut.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.